One of the most biting musical satires ever published is a pamphlet called Il Teatro alla Moda. This document gives a picture of what was going on behind the scenes in Italian opera seria in the early 18th century. It was published anonymously in Venice during the 1720 carnival season, a time when there were many opera productions. The author criticized artificial, confused plots, noting that the format of the music was becoming stereotypical. Extravagant scenery and machinery were being used as a background to singers who displayed a vulgarity of musical taste. The pamphlet gives satirical advice to all involved in opera, from composers to tailors and those behind the scenes, such as the mothers of the singers, who are advised to knock 10 years off their daughters' ages when taking them for auditions. Singers were told that it's not necessary to read or write music, or even to be able to pronounce words, let alone understand them. All that is really needed is the ability to do many ornaments and very long cadences. As for the composers, they needed no knowledge at all of music. The author was Benedetto Marcello, the Italian composer, writer, advocate, and magistrate who I talked about last week. Without a doubt, Marcello's main target was Vivaldi, the violin-playing composer whose nickname was the Red Priest. The cover of the pamphlets shows a little angel with a priest's hat playing the violin. Marcello even satirizes the type of flowery dedications which Vivaldi made in the prefaces to his operas, saying, "The composer hereby kissed, with great respect, the fleas on the paws of your excellency's dog." I don't know what Vivaldi's reaction would have been to Il Teatro della Moda, but it certainly didn't put him off writing operas. We so often think of him busy writing concertos for the girls of the Pietà in Venice, but he wrote many operas as well. In fact, he claimed to have written 94 operas. 50 titles have been identified, and of those, more than half the scores, unfortunately, have been lost. Here is the Allegro from the Dramatic Sinfonia, which opens Vivaldi's opera L'Olimpiade, one of the operas for which he's best known. You will hear in it a theatricality which also appears in Winter of the Four Seasons. It is played here by Lynn Cognetti with Amandine Beyer. That was the Sinfonia which opens Vivaldi's opera L'Olimpiade. It was played by Lynn Cognetti with Amandine Beyer. To listen to this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.